Hello, listeners, and welcome to Travel in Motion's podcast series. As an airline industry consultancy focused on digital retailing, NDC, and distribution-related topics, we were interested to find out how the vendors in this space are supporting the airlines in these difficult times of COVID-19. In this series, we talk about airline distribution. Where are we headed? Throughout September 2020, we were able to interview five distinguished personalities. They all represent well-known airline industry solution providers which focus on airline digital retailing. From the interviews, we got a lot of very good insights and interesting views on the effect of the global pandemic on the airlines and the vendors. But don't take our word for it. Listen yourself. In the fourth of five podcasts, PROS's Suren Ajantaya, a veteran of over 27 years at PROS and Senior Vice President, discusses with us how they and their customers are addressing the challenges brought upon us by the global pandemic. With PROS's acquisitions of the past years, they have positioned themselves strongly to support airlines in the digital retail space. Hi, Suren. Thanks a lot for taking your time today to join us on our podcast on airline distribution and where we're headed. It's a pleasure to have you with me today for the next 15 minutes or so. Suren, could you introduce yourself and PROS to the listeners, please?
Sure. First, thank you for having me, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be here. I am Suren Ajantaya, Principal and Senior Vice President at PROS. We're a technology company based in Houston, Texas, and we provide AI and science-based software that helps companies decide how to price their offers in digital marketplaces. And the airline business is where we started. That's the birthplace of the company, the area of revenue management, and still a major focus area in what we do.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Why don't we dive into the questions? We've all been suffering somewhat from this crisis with COVID-19. What's the effect been on PROS?
Well, COVID-19 is certainly something none of us expected, and it has dramatically impacted our customers, specifically our airline customers. As you know, the demand for their services has been down globally, with airlines experiencing 70%+ demand destruction, and it's been a very traumatic time. At PROS, we've worked very closely with our customers to help them navigate through this difficult time. Actually, we found that we've had even more connection, more interaction with our customers during this time because they are very laser focused on the nature of their demand. It's very dynamic, it changes every day. They want to understand better where the demand is coming back and how they can be nimble in reacting to it as business returns. So it's been a very interesting time and a time of learning, both for PROS and our customers.
So are you seeing then a change of that retailing behavior or how they're putting prices to the market or products to the market or ancillaries to the market to address this?
No, very good question. Yes, there has been a change in retailing behavior. For example, from just about every customer we speak to, there's been a dramatic increase in customers going directly to them, the airline, versus through third-party intermediaries. And this makes sense because at this time, the ability to have transparency into what product the consumer is buying, having trust in the product, being able to reschedule, to rebook, to cancel, refund, etc., is extremely important to make that buying decision. And the best way to have that transparency and trust is to buy directly from the source, for example, the airline, versus through third-party intermediaries, etc. So we have seen a change in the buying pattern, and we've seen dramatic surges in direct buying inquiries. We've also seen an increase in the number of searches that actually result in an actual purchase, as customers have become much more diligent shoppers. They look more before they buy. All very interesting changes.
And what are the opportunities that might arise out of that for airlines? I mean, you know, opportunities despite the challenges that are around.
We believe, and many of our customers believe, that this is an opportunity because airlines for many years have worked hard to increase the direct bookings that they get because it reduces cost. It allows them to build a deeper relationship with the customer, all things that they strive for. So this is an opportunity for airlines to roll out technology that gives the customers that transparency and trust they're looking for to build a deeper customer relationship that hopefully will last beyond this pandemic. So this is a great opportunity. Also, we believe that in this dynamic marketplace, those airlines who are best able to respond to the changing buying behavior have an opportunity to get greater market share as they have more of the product that their buying public is looking for.
I think that kind of leads me right nicely into my next question, especially with the focus on, you know, direct and a more direct customer relationship. You know, what do you think this could mean for NDC and maybe one order down the line?
This actually probably, in my opinion, definitely will accelerate NDC and one order and dynamic offers. All three of these are key initiatives being driven by IATA. And they all drive a direct connection to the customer. They all drive increased revenue and margins for the airline. So all of them support this trend in buying behavior that we're seeing during the pandemic. So we've seen with all of our airline customers a great desire to accelerate their initiatives in these areas. Many of them had already started moving in this direction. NDC initiatives were commonplace before the pandemic across the airline space, and we haven't seen it slow down. To the contrary, we've seen it accelerate.
That's actually quite exciting, isn't it? Because it's an area that the industry's been, you know, it's been slow to pick up, but now it seems that an unexpected event has become a catalyst for change.
Absolutely. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
You know, we all thought NDC, one order, and dynamic offers were a great idea, but now we've definitely seen an acceleration.
Yeah. So moving from the airlines back to pros a little bit, you know, so how are you really supporting the airlines, you know, based on the opportunities that they see or that the challenges that they're having? So what are you specifically doing to help them out?
Well, Daniel, there's something we've done specifically in this moment to help our customers. It's called the COVID-19 Task Force, and it's a collaboration between pros and our customers. And what we've done is we've taken our customer data and married it together with publicly available third-party data, and then put it in the cloud. On top of that, we've applied many of our AI and big data algorithms to help identify trends, real-time patterns by market, all sorts of valuable information that helps airlines decide what markets to look at closely to consider reopening, that can all be used for strategy as airlines try to navigate through COVID-19. This has been very well received by our customer base, and we continue to work very hard on it.
So essentially also helping with figuring out how do they ramp up again, in at which pace and in which markets. Is that sort of a specific example?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Helping them understand. And this really involves real-time data. It's not necessarily the legacy data that many of us are familiar with. This is data of where are their increased looks coming from, which markets, which point of sales, which O&Ds, we're using third-party governmental data to identify which countries are opening up, etc. So it's very interesting.
nice little dog helping out with our conversation in the background.
Yep, this is the world we live in.
That's right. That is. So how could this influence, you know, pros' strategy going forward, because, you know, this is a new situation for pros as well, but it might be an ongoing thing. You know, has this changed how pros is looking at developing products or supporting customers or using data going forward?
Yes, for sure. The use of real-time data has become increasingly important in revenue management, dynamic pricing, offer creation, and it has been emerging for some time now, but this has clearly accelerated it because there's more value in real-time information than in historical information in a scenario like today. And we see this trend definitely continuing. Also, the use of third-party data and marrying it together with the airline's data, supplementing it, is also very important. And we see all of these as trends that were accelerated during COVID-19 and that will continue after. And we definitely have those integrated within our science and algorithms as we're able to draw more insights, meaningful insights in real time to help our customers.
Excellent. Interesting. I just think it's interesting. Pros has always been a data-driven company, and this kind of plays to a lot of your strengths now, doesn't it, to be able to take advantage of the new data coming in quickly. Sort of to end this off, Sarain, what are your key learnings from this crisis, and maybe more from a personal business perspective than from a pros perspective? You know, what are you taking away as Sarain working for pros in this crisis?
Well, Daniel, I've been doing this for a while now. I joined pros in 93, and I've been working with airlines for many years now. And if there's one thing I've learned, the airline business is extremely dynamic. And the key to success for airlines is to be nimble and flexible. Things happen, economic crisis, volcanoes, you know, different things happen that change demand patterns and change the structure of business. And this just reinforces what I've learned in the past. The airlines that have more flexible infrastructures, they're able to be nimble, to change their strategies quickly and have the tools and technology to do that, will inevitably end up having an advantage over those who are very fixed in their ways.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks very much, Sarain, for this. I think we got a lot of valuable insights, and I do look forward to hearing some feedback that we get from the industry after they listen to this podcast. But, you know, with that, I'd like to end this here. I wish you and pros all the best for the coming months, and we'll certainly be in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel. It's been my pleasure and pros' pleasure. Thank you.
Travel in Motion thanks you for listening, and we hope you found the podcast interesting. If you have any questions or need support with your digital strategies and transformation, feel free to get in touch via our website, LinkedIn, or via info@travelinmotion.ch. That's info@travelinmotion.ch.